That's 686-2237.
America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all the nooks and crannies in between. We cover it all. You get to come along for the ride, and boy, interesting times to say the least. Sadly, so many of us actually really focused on Japan, of course, because you have no humanity if you don't feel for those people when you see the video that is pouring out of the area, whether it's several areas outside of Tokyo, whether it's looking for loved ones, whether it's mourning dead people, whether it's concern beyond belief over what's happening at the nuclear power plant. I mean, they are just getting the 1-2-3 whammy like I've never seen. In fact, Japan now ordering emergency workers to just be gone, to withdraw from the power plant. They're afraid of the radiation. It makes you think of movies. I mean, this is a weird thing to say, but think of movies that you, like Silkwood, and the frightening thing about radiation and things buzzing and whatnot if you had too much radiation on you, and then ultimately what happens. Then the real-life nightmare of what we've seen that radiation can do. Forget the movies. And rain is on the horizon for those areas in Japan. That brings much more worry if they've got rain coming. They're trying to cool overheating reactors. But let me say this. For people who are worried about the threat to the U.S., don't worry. The West Coast, good luck going to Walgreens, CVS, or you name it, to try to find those iodine pills. You're not going to find them. It's like a drought. They're all off the shelves because people went into a panic mode because a few people did some stories on it. I have been told now twice by two different people in the scientific community, it dissipates, it falls down, cannot come to the West Coast. The idea that this heavy radiation is going to come to the West Coast is nonsense unless it's from one of our power plants and something happens there. But otherwise, no. Not possible, not going to happen. One thing that did happen is the budget. This affects us, the economy. What a left turn. We're talking about humanity, and then we turn to our economy, which, by the way, Japan plays a part in. So there is concern for lots of different reasons. But in looking at what's going on, no balanced budget, the continued arguments back and forth over slicing and dicing and what to do. So what happens? Another extension, pretty much. Senator Harry Reid says that the Republicans have to stop taking orders from the Tea Party. That's the real problem. In the meantime, sticking with the Senator Inhofe talked about the fact that the economy is being not forget the whole budget, and we're tossing around with the budget, but the gas prices, with the takeaway there is for gasoline. So sure, we don't have this balanced budget, but what about the problem with the gas prices? There's got to be something here that you're not really looking at closely. So take a listen to two different subjects from two different senators.
They would rather shut the government down and destroy American jobs and work to solve the country's problems. Republicans know the cuts in H.R. 1 are unwise.
They tried for quite some time to pass one. We know what a tax increase that would be. All of the experts, and I would debate this with anyone, say that the range is somewhere between $300 and $400 billion a year if we were to pass a type of cap and trade or do it through regulation.
Ooh, cap and trade. That's an ugly, dirty word, isn't it? We haven't heard that in a while. So we get nothing but promises, and two-stepping when it comes to most of our elected officials. The same old thing. Now, in talking about the Republicans have to stop taking orders from Tea Partiers. Here's the problem, Senator Reid. A lot of the people who were elected because of people who were pushing through the Tea Party. The upshot is this. The House votes for a three-week stopgap federal spending bill. They pass a measure that blends $6 billion in budget cuts with enough money to keep the government going for three more weeks. Boy, if you work for the government, you have to, I guess you're wondering if you're going to have a few days off every couple of weeks. Huh? It might be, this may be when we're furloughed for a while. We might not be working. You can hear the conversations as people try to plan for that, right? So there's nothing but deep division and discord on this whole budget thing. And you have now some Senate Republicans who are saying, well, go ahead. We're going to just block any non-budget bills because we're not focusing on what we need to focus on. Now, I think there is some merit to this. I say it all the time, just like all of us have to do in our personal lives, whether you're married, whether you're single, whether you're a student, whether you're juggling two jobs, you're helping a parent. What do we all have to do? Plan. What do we have to do? Set priorities. We don't have to do it, but if we don't, we know it's utter chaos. And the idea is we're trying to reduce the stress, right? Because we don't want to have a heart attack. So we're trying to reduce the stress in our lives, and how we do that is come up with some sort of a plan that we execute. Plan can get derailed, things can get changed, but it constantly gets changed and derailed in D.C., and that is a problem. They have to be focused on something. They have to focus and figure out what it is. If what is it you're going to do? How are you going to do this? Let's more than talk about it. Let's set this thing up. So you have 10 Republican senators led by David Vitter, who sent the letter to Harry Reid last week saying that, you know, they think any bill that wouldn't cut spending or reform the federal budget, it's not worth our time. We've got a vote that continues to loom, which was the one we just talked about. And then they have to figure out, what are we going to do? How are we going to, keep doing this every 2-3 weeks? This is just utterly ridiculous. It is. It's utterly ridiculous. But what is the clear solution? What's the clear solution? They haven't even had any kind of substantial debate on the budget and spending reform on the Senate floor at all. None that I can recall. None that has been talked about. I flip on the boring old C-SPAN. I'm scouring the political scene. We're talking to Washington insiders on the show. There hasn't been that kind of conversation. You know what? It's just an agreement to just disagree. It's politics. It's terrible. I think the American people, more than anything, are sick of politics as usual. Are we not sick of politics as usual? Of course. Do something. I mean, do something substantial. Not keep punting. It's a punt. I mean, they're just punting through the year. Do you think this is going to happen all the way through the year? Wouldn't that be crazy? Every 2-3 weeks, you're just going to punt. All right, coming up, General Petraeus on the Hill. What was the discussion? We got it.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
2012 is fast approaching. A shift is coming. Time is folding upon itself, and the world around us is accelerating. Join wisdom teacher Sriram Ka and angelic oracle Kira Ra for 2012 Higher Love on WebTalkRadio.net each week as they guide us through this journey to enlightenment and abundant living. Learn the power of living unconditionally, growing into God, consciousness, and living with self-ascension. Let go of the chaos. Tune in to 2012 Higher Love on WebTalkRadio.net.
Here's a smart way to feed your family better food at lower cost and have more fun doing it. Just go to WebTalkRadio.net and click on Hobie's Outdoor Adventures. Hobie discusses inexpensive hunting and fishing trips using fascinating and sometimes startling techniques to provide for your family. You'll even get recipes and cooking tips, as well as advice on hunting tools. So listen each week to a new episode of Hobie's Outdoor Adventures on WebTalkRadio.net for a fun and smart approach to outdoor radio.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue River. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you are lying.
All right, coming up, we're going to tell you about General Petraeus, who, of course, was testifying. You know, he's the commander, our commander in Afghanistan. He was on Capitol Hill, and he was talking about recommendations that soon there would be a plan for beginning troop reduction while somehow embracing the president's goal of pursuing a military partnership with the Afghan government. So what does that mean? It's confusing. It was a four-hour Senate hearing. We're going to talk about that in a second, but before we do, speaking of confusing, and the president, Roger Madden, says that's kind of the problem with Barack Obama.
Last week, the Japanese people began to experience a 1-2 punch, an earthquake of incredible magnitude, and an epic tsunami that will bring them to their social, political, and economic knees. At the same time, the American people are experiencing a foreign policy calamity that will have a moral and political ruinous effect upon generations to come. This is Roger Madden, and this is what I think. Television, radio, and cable news is filled with calamitous stories concerning the aftermath of the earthquake and tsunami that hit Japan last week. The cable news stories have concentrated their lenses on the three nuclear power facilities, fanning the excitement by predicting that a meltdown is all but inevitable. All this is occurring while talking heads from MIT and the Nuclear Regulatory Commission are trying to, in vain, calm the waters. They are wasting their time. And while Americans are riveted on possible but fairly improbable concentrated radiation drifting over to the West Coast, Colonel Muammar Gaddafi is beating the hell out of the rebels that have dared to challenge his authority. The battle for Libya is into its fourth week, and the Gaddafi government, with the help of a reluctant and ambivalent America, is slowly but relentlessly with tanks, helicopters, and aircraft each day, destroying the momentum of the rebellion. President Obama looks to the United Nations and NATO, organizations that forever have shown an unwillingness to engage any government, or gang for that matter, that will require even one soldier, one sailor, a tank, a plane, anything that would allow those who harbor aspirational hopes, who cry for freedom, and are willing to die for it to win. President Obama relied on the corruption of the UN and the dithering of NATO, since he knew that these two feckless organizations would never accede to a no-fly zone or provide military assistance to the rebels. They did, however, provide what he believes is the fig leaf to suppress America's world leadership role, the role he campaigned against. So finally, this American president has accomplished what no American president has ever accomplished before, the end of American hegemony, which shall result as a message to every ruthless dictator on this earth that if you do not hesitate to kill your people in the street, you have nothing to fear. And for those nations and peoples that wish to maintain their freedom, they are on their own. This is Roger Madden, and that's what I think.
All right, I like that one, Roger. From time to time, we dump in some of his op-ed pieces, and I thought that was pretty good. A fig leaf president. Whew, how about that? And all stemming from the tsunami that poured out from Roger M. All right, we're right now, what's the scuttlebutt? Got a couple of different things for what's the scuttlebutt, but the top one is what I was talking about with Petraeus and the fact that there's confusing because the tide is certainly turning in the war and there is all these questions about the government. Let's face it, Hamid Karzai, could there be anyone that you can't look in the eye and say, I don't know, do you think this guy is really not corrupt? Do you think he's not riddled with nepotism around him? Of course he is. And then Pakistan just looking us straight in the eye and saying, absolutely, we want to help the SI, we want to be there for you, blah, blah, blah. And they continue to be the safe harbor for those who would come into Afghanistan, drop a few bombs, if you will, set up some roadside IEDs and then go back across the border and hide and get cover. I'm running for cover because I know in Pakistan, I've got it. Pakistan was really the place that should have been, I mean, it was really ground zero for everything that ails us, I think. That's where the pursuit should have been in the first place. We should have just played hopscotch and skipped over Afghanistan or a big chunk of it anyway. But now that's beyond because now we're 10 years and counting. So you have, of course, you have people saying they're worried that we've got mixed signals about when we're going to leave, and we do. First you hear 2014, and then you hear, 2014, we've got to rethink that. We're not really done here. So the upshot is this. Let me just boil down all the nonsense. In his assessment of the war, and this is the scuttlebutt, Petraeus said that much of the Taliban's battlefield momentum has been stopped. So it's putting us on course to begin pulling out troops in July and then shifting security responsibility to the Afghans. But, and see, this is the other part of it, he's saying that the security progress is still fragile and reversible. So basically he's saying, okay, we want to do this. We're halting this momentum of the Taliban, but it's really fragile. So there's a good chance it's not going to hold up. So we want to reserve the right to say, maybe we're not really ready to do this. And I think what's going to happen is they're not going to be ready to do it. Some of that shifting is not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So if you were wondering about the numbers, the U.S. has about 100,000 troops in Afghanistan. And then I'm going to call them the others, the internationals who are kicking in, you know, like the U.K., et cetera, Canada, they've got about 40,000 collectively. So has the momentum that the Taliban did achieve, as Petraeus said in 2005, has most of that been, for lack of a better way to describe it, been shot down? I don't know. I think when he says fragile and reversible, that's a clear sign that he is not confident that this can't reverse. What happens? What happens when the U.S. bails out more and more? What happens? Do you think it reverts back to the Taliban? Of course it does. That's what I think. I mean, honestly, or a big chunk anyway, is reversed. I'm not trying to be cynical, and it's not what I want. Of course not. Any American blood shed to help other people, I'd rather see those people stand on their own 2 feet and get some other form of, well, they have a different form of government, supposedly, with Karzai, wink, wink. There was no stuffing of the ballot boxes going on there. But I would rather see, of course, the Taliban not having the control they do. But if they've got the loot and they have the weaponry because they've got the drug money, what's changing there? What's changing there? Here's the thing. There was a poll that came out, and I think this rattled the people that we've elected. There was a poll that came out that found that the most Americans who say the war is no longer worth fighting rose from 44, ready for this number? 44% at the tail end of 2009 to 64%, up 20% in the poll last week. Americans don't want this war. 64%. Polls are samplings. I get that. But polls are polls for a reason. People pay attention to polls for a reason because usually they're right. 64%. Do you fall into the 64%? 10 years. If you were at something for 10 years, would you finally just give up? Would you stop doing it? Say, ugh. This is it. I'm calling it. Too much risk, too much collateral damage on our end. You know, we talk about the other collateral damage, which is terrible. Of course, you don't want anything to happen to the civilians. But we've had collateral damage. We've had a ton of money invested. And even more than the money invested, I care about the families. Boy, you care about the families. That's what it is. Shattered families. Families ruined. And frankly, people who are burying kids that are too young to be in the ground for something that's not winnable. Not if it's not done right, not if it wasn't done right in the very beginning. So maybe some of the Taliban strongholds are under the control of the Afghans. That's good, and coalition people. But how long does it stay that way? The Taliban folks are assassins. That's what they do. They're efficient in doing that. And they're efficient in swaying the people. Remember, that was big, big part of this, is to get in there and win the people over. How many people are being won over? Confusing times in Afghanistan, to say the least. Mixed messages is right on. I think we have mixed messages there. You might disagree. You want to share your thoughts? Come on in. 800-259-5791.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent.
You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
In 1965, this was the sound. Commission's done. One more time. One more time. One more time. Play the sheet. And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Good night, mama. And play the sheet. Got a brand new bag. Give the jet the fire. Don't be ashamed. You know you have got. Do the monkey. The agitator. Jump attack.
All right, we were broadcasting from Los Angeles just a night or two ago, and we talked to the number one female in the world, Caroline Wozniacki. I was out at the PNB Paribas Open, which is like the fifth major in tennis. You have the men and the women there. We thought we'd do a little sports shorts for you, mix it up. And I was quite taken with her. Lovely young woman with an incredible backhand. That's the bigger thing. Jealous of that backhand. She got a little bit of a challenge from, it's like the Russian movement in tennis. They call it the Ovas. And it was Elisa Klybanova who challenged her. She won the first set in their match in the fourth round, 6-2. Then Wozniacki came back 6-3 and then blew her out in the third set. I'm sure she just gave up. Oof. 6-1 was that third one. The player I really like is Kim Clijsters, and Kim Clijsters she won her match, it looks like, against Marion Bartoli. And she's fun to watch. She's number two in the world. A lot of guys listening know Maria Sharapova, speaking of Russians. And she easily took care of Dinara Safina, 6-2, 6-0. Really fun to watch these tennis players. It's unbelievable how fast they hit the ball. Watched Andy Roddick serve his average serve. He was serving it up 138 miles an hour. Matt, 138 miles an hour. Can you imagine trying to return that?
I think I'd probably have trouble with just a 50-mile-an-hour serve, so I don't think I'd be touching that at all.
No. And I have to tell you about this this kid I like, and I had a chance to talk with him when I was there. He's an American. Woo-hoo! Go America. We need some good tennis players. Anyway, his name's Ryan Harrison, under 20 years old. And I watched him play when he was like 15 on the hard court, clay courts rather, in Houston. And Milos Raonic from Canada, who's a tremendous, they call him the missile, incredible player. Ryan Harrison beat him. That's huge for the U.S. Huge. 7-6, 6-4. So he lost the second set, came back in the third set, 6-4. Wow. How tremendous is that? Be fun to watch this kid's career and see where he goes. But this is big for him. And the player everybody's talking about, besides always Roger Federer, who easily won his match, is Novak Djokovic. And he beat Gulbis, Ernest Gulbis, 6-0. So he bageled him in one set, 6-1 in the second set. And Andy Roddick beat John Isner, two Americans, 7-5, 6-2. Just thought I would throw that in, because I actually had a couple of you, I'm glad you listened, heard some of the tennis interviews. They were short and sweet, to the point, in one of our sports shorts segments. And I had a couple of you say that you enjoyed it and then asked me some of the results of the tennis. So there you go. I think all eyes, though, are on football. Football is tops in the U.S., you know, you have Jack from down under, always trying to breathe. He wants to be an American, and yet he kicks us constantly saying, Australian rules football is... Did you hear that, Matt, the other night? Australian rules football is much more masculine. It's such a bigger, badder sport than the NFL.
I can see the point because they don't wear the padding that the NFL does.
Don't agree with him.
Can you let me explain myself here for a second?
Go ahead.
Don't jump all over me here right away. Calm down. All right. But, on the other hand, the collisions in football are way more violent than in Australian rules football.
Oh, of course they are. Those Australians back off of those collisions. It's almost like they're hugging each other when they're going after the ball. Now, I love Australian men, so I hope they don't know. I'm going to get nasty notes. That was directed at Jack, for anyone else listening in Australia, by the way. Okay, so here's the deal. Goodell is saying, the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, says he doesn't expect the labor talks to resume until a judge rules on the player's injunction to stop the lockout. Goodell was on the NFL Network, and he said that there's been no dialogue with the Players Association since it collapsed last Friday. Duh, winning. So Goodell says, for us to go back to mediation, you call me and we'll be there. And this is not good. And this is what I've been telling you all along. This is not good. What basically has happened is the owners are not, they provided some financial information more than they have in the past to the players. It had some information that wasn't made available in the past. But it's not transparent. It's not the books wide open. So the problem is this. I think the players are not believing partially. I think the players are not believing the owners as to what money's coming in. And this is creating this atmosphere of mistrust. Imagine that with the 32 clubs. The bottom line is, in fact, the union, the head of the union, DeMaurice Smith, is saying that the information is just meaningless. But the information that the owners turned over is like they said, okay, pretend you can see me. Some of you can. It's you know, you have all these papers, and this is your term paper, but I'm just turning in the first page. I liked it the best. So that's what the owners did. They just turned in what they wanted to, and they left all the other stuff off. That was convenient. I think we're going to have a, we're not going to have a season, or we're going to have a chunked up season. It's, I'll tell you what. Bring back the XFL, baby. Everybody remember the XFL? This is good for wrestling. We're going to be watching the SmackDown. All of us who haven't watched the SmackDown. Uh-huh. That's what we're going to be. Ultimate Fighting. Have you ever seen Ultimate Fighting? Actually, it's pretty exciting. Maybe we'll get the, we'll get a serious handle on Ultimate Fighting. I do want to mention to everybody, because we don't have the NFL and we do the nail the score thing, spread the word, you folks in Kentucky and all the other spots, nooks and crannies, WMLE, Space Coast dudes, all the people listening to us in Florida, people listening to us in the northern part of the United States who are huge hoop fans. We will do a nail the score for the NCAA tournament. Yes, get your brackets out. I swear we're going to do it. I'm going to pick a game. I might pick two games. That gives you two chances. But I'm going to pick it, and then you have a chance to win. I do have some prizes. I mean, the prize closet is not full. That was cleaned out, but I have some prizes to give out. It's all about winning, baby. And we'll see if we can come up with a winner. We'll do that throughout the tournament. We'll see how that goes. NFL is dead right now, and doesn't look like it's being revived anytime soon because they're not back at mediation. So here we are. We're midweek. We're at hump day. Nothing. And the longer, and Goodell knows this, the longer it continues, the longer that we have no conversation between the players and the owners, much more of a chance you're not going to see it. Not going to see it. And that, you know, ultimately that means Sundays, better look for something else to do. That's why we do those cheap movie reviews. So you might pay attention to those because you might be going to see some movies soon. Al in Canada, we're going to slip you in. Hey, Al.
Oh, yeah, hi, kid. I don't have any comments about Charlie Sheen and Two Men and a Half Wit or whatever the hell the name of that show is. But because I wish people would stop their obsession with Charlie Sheen. You know, Ronald Reagan tried to kill Muammar Gaddafi in 1986, right? Ronald Reagan tried to kill him. Now, I don't understand why either France or Great Britain or NATO or somebody doesn't try to eliminate. What's the difference between now and 1986? Has Muammar Gaddafi suddenly become a better person since 86? Why can't we try to kill him? Never mind a no-fly zone. Why don't we just, we know roughly where he is. Why don't we just wipe him out?
Yeah, different era. This is the era of, don't touch that. But I agree with you. Why not? Take a bold stand. Either take a stand or totally back out.
Yeah, and one more thing. Has Stevie Wonder gone crazy? He's working in Vegas with Celine Dion. What the hell happened to Stevie Wonder? He's gone nuts.
That's your national treasure. She's a treasure from Canada. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it was really nice to see Saturday Night Live make fun of Saskatoon. Did you see that?
I did.
Yeah, you know, and somebody should tell Lauren Michaels or who would write that skit. I guess that would be written by the team, eh?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, somebody should tell them, we don't talk like Minnesotans up here. Canadians don't say you betcha and you're sure. We're not all a bunch of Minnesotans. I guess my ancestors came from Minnesota, but we've forgotten how to talk Minnesotan.
I love that, Al. That was very, very funny because, of course, our mothership, the network, is in Minnesota, Eagan, Minnesota. You betcha.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
And other stuff here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hey, everybody. How about this one for shocks? Are you stunned that NASA's Inspector General's office is saying an investigation is underway? Into what? Into what the white powdery substance is that they found at the Kennedy Space Center? Well, I think they knew the answer to that because it tests positive for cocaine. Who's doing the coke at NASA? They have a zero tolerance drug policy, as you can imagine. And employees have to agree to be randomly tested. They found about 4.2 grams of coke. It was discovered March 7th. They won't say where. They're looking into it to try to figure out whose it is. And here's an interesting stat. In January 2010, about 200 Kennedy Space Center workers were tested when they found some coke inside a space shuttle processing facility. Remember where Discovery was being ready for flight. They closed the case, no arrest. So what's going on with somebody planning the coke?
Duh. Winning.
Yeah. Duh. Scary. Someone's trying to jack him around, I know it. Something's going on there. This was another sad thing that actually happened at the Kennedy Space Center. I love the whole space deal. I do. I'm serious. It's amazing to me. It's fascinating to look at the history of what we've been able to do. And I had a cousin who worked in Houston at the Johnson Space Center with the astronauts with the whole weightless thing in the pool. Totally interesting gig. Seriously. This was a sad thing that happened. The worker that fell and then died at the Space Center. And what happened here, this was just a contract worker who was working at the launch pad getting the Space Shuttle Endeavor ready for the final flight. And it was just a weird accident. They couldn't revive him. They tried to revive him. And he was a swing arm engineer. So he was working on the oxygen vent hood and then the access arm. That's that passage through where the astronauts get on, you see it, and so the space shuttle. And it's sad, too, because this is a weird thing to say, but he did die where he loved to work. He worked at the Kennedy Space Center for 30 years, and of all things, he had a new job lined up. He was going to be laid off because there are a lot of people that are being laid off because of the space shuttle program going away. So he had already had something going on. They're going to look into what could possibly have happened there. The Endeavor is going to blast off on April 19th. How about that? Okay, so shocks part, I guess, the coke stuff. We'll see what they come up with there. And as for the stocks, a bit of a rally on the Asian market, too. The Tokyo stocks bounced back up because they really dipped. When we were on the air last, I was telling you, it was like almost 15% crazy, and they pumped money in Japan into the stock exchange there. And now the stocks have rebounded. The Nikkei, which is the best measure, I guess, of the Tokyo market, opened 6% higher than started to slide. And 2 hours into trading, it was bouncing back up. It was up 380 points. But you can imagine with the tsunami, all that stuff, the devastation, that's where investors are going to get shaky in Japan. So I don't think it's a surprise that the stocks went down, but now they bounced back. So there's the good news there, because truly you don't want any stocks tanking. If you look around us and see what's happening in the markets, and in the New York Stock Exchange, the Dow, there was a rough day. An opening of the week was pretty rough, actually. But now stocks have done what they call a clawback from a sell-off, because that's what's happened. Boom, sell it off, catastrophe awaits us, these people start to dump, or some of those shorts come in, you know, when somebody, not shorts, some of those stops, when people put stops on things because they feel that the market is going to, it's going to bounce down. So some ground was made up late on Tuesday. I mean, it wasn't tremendous. Of all of the three major U.S. stock indexes, they closed down about 1.2%, but they had really plunged almost 300 points. The Dow was early in the day on Tuesday. Ooh, that's when you just cannot watch stocks. Like even if you, I always say this, even it's like gambling. Even if you only have a little bit invested, maybe you have your own retirement account and you're running it. Well, then you're going to have some out there. It's not going to be all into cash. Or you've got a 401k through work and you have a basket of stocks. Of course, you have to be interested in the stock market because, I mean, I don't care how safe they say it is. If we have everything tank, you're going to probably lose something at, you know, some point. I can't tell you how many people I've met who said that, yeah, I was doing well at work and had the 401k, and then when the market dropped, I lost $30,000 or whatever it is, and that was a significant amount, and so I had to go back to work at McDonald's or wherever just to make up some money. We've been talking about this a bunch, and honestly, this is so serious because I've now gotten a few emails on this. In a previous hour of America Tonight, I talked about the fact that, do you know that since the Stone Age, I have not taken vitamins since the Flintstones? I was taking Flintstone vitamins. I haven't taken a vitamin since then. I know it is. It is shocking. And that's probably why half the time I feel fatigued. I'm lucky, knock on wood, that I've been as healthy in a sense that I have been. But, you know, occasionally getting some things. But I got hooked into this deal. If you go to AmericaTonightTeam.com, you'll see it. I got hooked into this great deal that helps that immune system. And I'm not going to have any kind of artificial sweeteners or any of that. And it's going to be about blood sugar levels, too, for me. And also getting the nutrients that I'm not getting because I haven't taken vitamins since the Flintstones. Can you imagine? Somebody said that to me like a month ago. Hey, do you take any, for some reason, do you take a daily multivitamin? I just switched mine. I'm like, what do you take? And I'm like, no. And they were stunned. They looked at me like, you are crazy. I said, I haven't taken anything since the Flintstones. So now, voila, walk into my life, Magic Earth and Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Uh-huh. Because I'm not going to put any kind of meds. I'm not going to take any prescription drugs. I've never taken any of that. So the cool thing here is it's got all the stuff that I've been missing. All the things that I need. The fruits and the vegetables I'm not getting all the time, I hate to say. I'm trying to eat at least an apple a day, but would you believe it's that difficult to do? And the whole gluten thing, gluten not good. Too much gluten is not good for anyone. And so it's also gluten-free. That's the good news there. And I'm going to talk more about it with pharmacist Ben. He's the one who jumped all over me in the first place and got the ball rolling. So if you want to check that out, you want to see what I'm doing, it's not Flintstones anymore. And it's not expensive, so that's the key. Because nobody's going around breaking the bank. AmericaTonightTeam.com. You can just, if you want to order the same thing I'm ordering, you can get it too. Which, by the way, I have to order myself. I'm not getting paid to do this, so there you go. No pay in this situation. Not a paid endorsement. Uh-uh. Got to buy your own product. So if I'm buying them, you know that I'm serious about it. Definitely. All right, if you have any thoughts on the show, you know what to do. All roads lead to AmericaTonight.net.
I've got a really bad hangover, so if you aren't willing to have a sensible conversation, I'm just going to shut the curtains.
I'm stupid. You're smart.
We did some Charlie Sheening, and we were fine. Yeah, we're just Sheening our heads off.
Yeah. Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Duh. Winning.